You're listening to the Lawn Care Together podcast. We share tips, tricks, and mishaps of our lawn care business journey and the stories of others. This podcast is about getting your business off the ground, setting yourself up for success, and taking care of your clients. We're here to learn together, grow together, lawn care together. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy the show. Alrighty, welcome to the Lawn Care Together podcast. It has been a while again, and I don't feel too bad about that because I did say in the last podcast that it was going to be an as come as I can basis, and unfortunately, we've been busy. So, I have been busy. Man, I can't talk today. Not something you want to do on a podcast is not be able to talk. But, I picked up a bartending job after I was done with coaching. So now, any of you who are new, I run a lawn care business with my dad. I have my two brothers and a friend who are employed with us, and we pretty much do it part time. Realistically, we're not doing 5-8 hour days, 6-8 hour days, 4-10s, whatever some of you guys do out there. I would love to. We'll get there. Maybe we got to hire some people, and it's going to be one of those situations where we'll see. We're growing into it, but we're not there yet. But I have the bartending, I have the mowing, and then I actually have a, what they would call a career, your 40 hours a week or more job that I do. So I'm a busy man, two kids, lots going on. I'm taking classes for my master's. It's paid for by my company, so I might as well do that, right? It's paid for. Will I need it? I don't know. It's pretty cool what I can do though, the stuff that I'm learning. It's data analytics, so who knows, where that'll take me, what I'll do with that, if I can transfer any of that use into my business. That was one of my big things with it, was to utilize what I learned in my business and obviously continue on in my career and kind of merge the two. This year, just to get more into the business now, this year I wanted to take more of a admin owner role in the business and stop being so much in the field. And I've so far been doing that. And let me tell you, it has caused a couple of headaches. You're doing a lot more work on the back end side. You don't really get to do any of the mowing. It creates a little bit of anxiety for not being out there doing the work and kind of doing the quality control on maybe a weekly, bi-weekly basis for the jobs that you're sending these guys out to, unless you drive by them and you go and see them. So unless you're doing that, you don't really know what the quality of the work is actually being done. All the feedback is going to either come from the customers or come from your employees. And not that you don't trust your employees. I trust my guys. I back them up. I do what I have to. But, sometimes there are scenarios where things get missed or things don't get done. We ran into that a little bit already. And so it's fine. We work through everything. Not every day is going to be perfect. And that was one thing that I kind of knew going into it from listening to podcasts in the past, listening to other guys say, the headaches that they had when they went from being the owner operator, maybe having a guy or two to hiring 15 back down to 2-3 because they liked that better. Different scenarios fit different people, different job, I don't want to say job structures, but different company structures fit different people. So you might just prefer to be out and control the work and do absolutely as much as you can as a solo dude. If it's part-time, that's even better because you don't want to get yourself too busy. You take the ones you want and you get rid of the ones you don't. If you want to hire somebody and you have somebody out there working for you and you meet up with them halfway through the day, cool. I would think in that scenario, if you're just working with one other guy, he'll probably leave you eventually. My guess is he leaves you and he goes and opens his own business if he's doing 50, 60, 70% of the work during the day. We pay our guys good. I haven't taken any money out from the business this year. So if that tells you anything, the business is making money. We had a rough winter, I'll tell you that. Got a little tight as we went in through probably like March because it hadn't snowed. We had bought the truck, we banked on snow, we have the two mowers, the trailers, we're making payments on all these things. And when you want to make the business pay for it and not pay for it out of pocket, it gets really difficult. So if you're new to ownership, business ownership, especially lawn care, understand that you're probably going to put some of your own money into this thing. It's not just going to be all business until you get your feet on the ground, or the business gets its feet on the ground. That was something that I was kind of prepared for, but I didn't want to happen. So there's things that we need to do this year to protect from that happening again. That one of the major things is just going to be stockpiling money away for the winter. Obviously, we'll probably talk about that, you know, as we get closer into winter and stuff like that. But we want to have like 10 to 15 grand on the side for winter. Now, being a new business, you're buying stuff. Obviously, you don't start out with a lot of money. A lot of these guys, they're talking 10 years in. This is the glory of our podcast, is that we're new to business ownership. This is, you know, our third year in business. We did 2021, 2022, and now we're going into 2023. So we're 2 years in. This is our third year. And I can give you the perspective of what it's like. I'm running it as an owner where we have probably, let's say, 25 to 50 lawns. I know I should probably have a better number for that, but things are dropping right now. We're adding a bunch of stuff. I actually don't have a complete list at the moment because we have a couple people signing up for next week. So I want to sit down and get all that together. And you know, that's going to lead me into something else that we're going to talk about today is Jobber. And I don't want to go too much into Jobber. Like, this is not an ad. This is nothing. I just experimenting with it. And you know, you guys use other CRMs. I've talked about Yardbook in the past. Yardbook was great for the first 2 years. But now that I have guys going out for me, it's not doing what I need it to do. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. I don't plan on having an excessively long podcast because honestly, I don't have the time to edit it. And I want to make sure that you guys get something decent quality, but filled with information, right? So let's see. You started the year pretty rough off. This year, unfortunately, we had pop tires on both trailers. So one was just a slow leak. We were using the flatbed. The other one in the enclosed had one, if not two, tires that needed to be changed and filled up. And it was just a matter of getting them dropped off and getting that taken care of. Things we probably should have done, up front. And we didn't, you know, end of winter, we probably should have had that ready to go, but we didn't. And so we still don't have the right 72-inch stander working. If anybody remembers, I mentioned that I bent the deck last year hitting a stump, and you know, I just haven't figured out what I want to do about that. I don't want to buy a new deck because I'm pretty sure they're like $1,200 or something like that. And you know, that just hurts. So I need to find a metal shop that can bend that back for me. And I think I have one right down the road from my house. I just have to talk to them and figure out whether that's something they can do. Hopefully, you know, that's the case and it costs me $200-$400 and that's the end of it. You know, we'll see. And then I say that's the end of it, but I'm going to have to buy a new spindle, a new blade, new everything for that side. And then we still got to do the yearly maintenance on that machine then, maintenance on that so that the right is good to go for the year. And I'll tell you, it sucked. We've been using the Aaron's Icon XD, the 46 inch? I think it's 46 inch. And, you know, it's great having a backup mower, but that just broke yesterday. My brother hit a chain in the back of backyard of this one house that we do, which last year we hit a metal rope that looked like it was probably like an old used, some sort of wire for, I want to say electrical, but not electrical, but like an overhead wire. Like, don't really know why it was there. Couldn't tell you. It wasn't a buried wire. It didn't go to anything, but it was in the ground, sticking up just enough that the moat. That last year was the skag caught it, and that would have sucked because you know we needed that for a big property we were about to go to. So I spent a good bit cutting that thing out. But yeah, apparently they hit a dog chain, a big metal dog chain or something yesterday, and it threw the belt on the Aaron's, like actually snapped it, which I thought was weird because it's not the drive belt; it was the deck belt, and so. We ordered a new one. It is what it is. I think that's a little weird. But they were able to get that back up on the trailer. It's been a crazy year. Everything in business, especially when you're not there, it stresses you out because, you know, you got invoicing. You got all these other things you got to do, reaching out to customers, doing your estimates, maintaining the equipment, maintaining the schedules, maintaining timesheets because, you know, you guys are setting the information. And you know what? This is probably a good time to get into Jobber and talking about why we did that. But just know, like, owning a business isn't the easiest thing in the world. And it takes a lot of your time and it causes a lot of stress. And that's just the way it is. And I love it. I love chaos. I love, you know, building something. I love being in business. But there are definitely days where it stresses me the heck out and I wish I, you know, would have just never done it to begin with. So you're going to have to figure that out for yourselves, figure out whether it's something you can handle. And, you know, it's unfortunately a case by case basis and it's not one size fits all. So that's business. So getting in a jobber, we decided to do the 2-week trial and just check it out and see what's going on because we've been having issues with, you know, getting all the hours straight for who worked what. Your Yardbook, unfortunately, doesn't have an app on iOS. I think you can ask them to send it to you and you can get it, but I believe it's still like a beta version and I don't know how it works. They didn't send it to me. I haven't had, you know, I couldn't figure out how to get them to send it to me. So we weren't doing it, or I'm not doing it. And so I decided to check out Jobber, and, you know, now the guys can have an app on their phone that tells them all the addresses. I can get them to complete jobs as they go so I know what jobs they're at. I can figure out, or we all have communication on what the schedule is because they weren't logging into Yardbook because they have to do it on their phone and they didn't like doing that. So they weren't figuring out what the schedule was for the next day. So every night at 11:30 at night, I'm getting a, what's the schedule for tomorrow? Meanwhile, we had just already talked about it, you know, in person, but they want it written down, like what's this, 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 this. And then at 9 o'clock in the morning, I gave them names and now, you know, they're like, oh, well, what's the addresses? Like, well, you guys have been to these properties 7 times in the last, you know, 2 months or whatever, and you don't know who is who, you know, I give you these names, but that's one thing, you know, you don't really expect your guys, they cut the grass. They don't make the customer contact. They don't know these people's names necessarily. So that was one thing for me to consider when I was kind of looking at Jobber. I haven't paid for it yet. I don't know what I want to do. I don't know if I can use a promo code now or not. I don't know what the deal is going to be. But I just thought it was pretty cool. The things you can see on there, the reports that you can do, you can integrate it into QuickBooks. It's probably not something I'm going to do, but you can do it. But, you know, it tells you, like, I went in and I put a job in that we have. It's a commercial job for the entire year. And you find out that it's a $10,000 job for, you know, 16 visits or something like that. And I was like, damn, that's pretty cool. Like, I get to see how much money I'm making for the entire year off of each job. Like, that's a pretty cool feature. Then that's like the part of knowing your numbers. You go back and you're like, oh, I make X off this person, you know, Y off this person. And that's how you can add up and forecast and figure out what you're going to do for the entire year. I like forecasting. I like seeing those numbers. I like knowing those numbers. And it's important to know the numbers to grow your business and know whether or not you're being profitable. And I know right now, like, we're not in the best state of business that we need to be, because if I can't take money, we're not making enough money. And that's kind of where we're at. You know, I'm being reimbursed for things, but I'm not actually getting more money. So we need to increase profitability. But the first way for me to be able to increase our profitability is going to be to actually see where I need to be more profitable. So tracking these jobs, I want to get the guys to actually, you know, start and end each job so I can actually see how much time they're spending on each one, you know, what's making us money, what's not making us money. And then when we do that, we can actually figure out what needs to go up, what needs to go down, what we need to drop, things like that. We're going to do a couple mulch jobs on this or this weekend. And once we do those mulch jobs, you know, we'll have more money coming in. Those are highly profitable jobs because the landscaping is always more profitable. Recurring mowing is great if you can price it, you know, good. Everyone always says like $100 an acre. So, you know, you have these people on a third of an acre lot that you can charge $35 for in some places or $40 for. That's phenomenal because you can do, you know, 12 of them in 3 hours and you make bank, or however many you can do in 3 hours. It's cool. But we can do like one lawn an hour where I'm at. And, you know, you got to drive 10 minutes to each one or 15 minutes to each one, depending on how far apart they are. So it's tough to price it out to make money. And, you know, if I send the guys from one to another and it takes 15 minutes, that's a half hour that I'm paying them to just sit in the truck. So that definitely eats into our profits, and that eats into the amount of money that the business is making, and then therefore the money that I'd be getting myself. So things to think about, you know, a Jobber, they do the route. I don't know if it's really route optimization or not, but it definitely is. It creates routes for you. So the guys, you can assign the jobs to them. If you have multiple guys and multiple crews, they call it teams. You can assign teams. You can put your quotes, requests, jobs, invoices all in there, timesheets, like I said. you can put receipts in there, which I think, you know, that's something I'm trying to do better with this year is recording receipts. I tried to create a Discord channel for our business and then created a Discord for our business, then added a channel for receipts so that everybody could just snap a picture of their receipts. And then I could record them and have them at the end of the year or have them for quarterly taxes. But it just hasn't been going well. So I figured if I can put everything in one place, maybe they'll actually do it. You want to make it as simple as you can for the people that work for you because they don't care about the business the way you care about the business. I'll say that again. The people that work for you do not care about the business the way you care about the business. That's just the way it is. My guys are friends, they're family, you know, brothers, my dad. Nobody cares about the business the way you care about the business. As much as it is, you know, they're a part of it, it's not theirs. It's not necessarily tied to their name. My dad, yes, but other than that, no. And so there's certain things that you just really need to think about when you're doing it. Company image, obviously, is huge. Having something like Job or even Yardbook, you know, it's just professional rather than like a piece of paper. That's just something that I always thought was important, was making sure that we are keeping track of everything. We're sending invoices electronically. People are able to pay online. I didn't like what our first year we started out. We were using 15 different payment methods. We were using Stripe, Venmo. Now, I mean, we have Zelle connected for one customer, and that's what we do, but we have it. I was invoicing on Wix because we had our Wix website, and so that was cool and all, but it wasn't really helping us because we had things all over the place. We were taking PayPal. I don't know if I said Venmo yet, but we were doing Venmo. Like, we were all over the place, and it just created a little bit of chaos with where the money was, where it was coming. When it came time for accounting, it was a pain in the ass because I was really trying to find the money to explain it all. And you don't want to have to be doing that. You don't want to have to explain anything. So you, at the end of the day, just try to minimize all those things as much as possible. Minimalistic business is always going to be the most profitable and the most easy to run, I think. And I don't mean minimalist, like don't buy things and don't expand and don't do this and that. But I mean minimalist as in try to focus your money and time where it makes sense. Get rid of the extra stuff, that lean business where it's, that's probably a better way, instead of minimalist, let's say lean. And, you know, they have the lean startup, the book and everything like that. But you don't need a lot of extras. If you're not using them, you don't need the extras. If you're not making money off of something, you probably don't need it. Redundancy is good. Having backup mowers is good. Having, you know, a backup trailer would be nice. Like, we have ours. And we use it sometimes. They serve different purposes, enclosed versus open trailer, obviously. So things to think about, but they're like, you don't need to hire 50 people when you only have enough people or enough work for two people. Because then you're paying for all these people to work, even if it's just a couple hours a week. And you're not actually making money off of them. Every person should, you know, generate income for you. And so if that's not the case, then it doesn't make sense. This is just kind of me spewing a bunch of stuff for a podcast episode that hasn't, so I can release something because I haven't released something in a while. All the things that have been kind of in my head the last few days, you know, we got repairs. We talked about Jobber. We talked about the issues of owning a business, things like that. And that's just the way it is. You know, any new guys out there, welcome to landscaping and welcome to all the problems, right? It's really not bad. I love it. It's a great business. If you're in it for yourself, you can make a lot of money. And that's something like if I wasn't working my career job and I wasn't bartending and I had a little bit more time, I think, you know, if I was putting 40, 50 hours a week into my business, this thing would be $1 million business. No problem. $1 million a year business. Because when it's your only source of income, you're going to be out there selling work. You're going to be out there getting all these new jobs. You're going to be learning new skills and doing landscape jobs and hardscape jobs and cutting grass and doing this and doing that and working with local businesses and going to markets and selling your services there. You know, you'll be on the local chamber of commerce and doing all these things that we really should be doing. I should be taking classes and learning, you know, get licensed for fertilizing, being able to put down liquid and granular, being able to spray for mosquitoes, all these little services that I could just be like, oh yeah, we do that. We do that. We do that. We do that. And then the customer will be like, oh, like you're the go-to guy for, you know, 80% of the problems they have then. We can do a lot in our business, and we could do even more if we just, you know, really extend ourselves and learn and gain more skills, certificates, knowledge, whatever you want to say. There's a lot to it. Like share that wealth amongst your crew too. I can't be the specialist for everything. Yeah, I can know a lot about a little or a little about a lot, right? And that's kind of me. I know a little about a lot, but my guys kind of know a lot about a little. And so they can cut grass well. They can put mulch down well, but they don't necessarily know how to measure the mulch. So if I were to send them out on an estimate for mulch, they probably wouldn't really know what they're doing. I've been able to tell people, you know, if you want to see about a 10 by 10 section that's 3 inches deep is 1 yard. And that's a great way to think about it when you're looking at it. And it helps customers visualize that. When you're replenishing mulch, you really only need that 1 inch, inch and a half, 2 inch max, really. So then you could probably do like a 10 by 15. But it gives them a section that they're able to kind of visualize in their head how much that is. And then you can kind of give them a quick estimate versus a non-measured estimate. And they'll figure out whether or not, be like, oh yeah, you know, I think you guys probably have about 4 yards of mulch you need. And, you know, that's $125 a yard. It's going to be like $500. And they're like, whoa, you know, that was more than I wanted to spend. Or like, oh, absolutely. Yeah, go ahead and do it. And like, let me know what it actually ends up costing. Those are the kind of things you just really want to think about as a business to share the wealth, share the knowledge, spread everybody out, let everybody have their own thing. You know, develop your employees. Sorry about that. And as you develop them, they learn skills. They learn the things that they need to be the subject matter expert, the SME, and then you can hire somebody under them. And then now you start branching these crews out, and that's where you're going to be making money. If you want to have that type of business, if you just want to be the solo owner operator, maybe have a dude or two help you, have them on payroll or not, that's up to you. That's one of those, like I said, not one size fits all in landscape businesses. So how do you want to run it? What do you want to do? We have our way. You can have your way. But I think that's enough for today. You know, we touched on a couple little things. But I just want to say, welcome back, everybody. Happy spring. The grass is growing like crazy. And thanks for listening. It's been a while. I've been getting, you know, some concurrent views on the podcast lately. There's just people jumping on. I know I expected it in spring. And, you know, we've been busy. So I'll try to keep up a little bit here, you know, an episode a week or two. Not two episodes, but every other week, every week. Try to give some updates on our business, the things that we're running into. You know, maybe I'll do another podcast about Jobber when I end my free trial and whether or not I actually buy it. But I liked, we ran day one with it yesterday and I liked it. So we'll see what happens. We're going into the weekend, so I'm wasting trial days, right? But it is what it is. Until then, though, yeah, thank you so much for listening. You guys have a great day and go make some money, right?
Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Lawn Care Together podcast. All the tips, tricks, and advice given on the show is what has worked for us and may not necessarily fit your business. We urge you to carefully evaluate the decisions you make in your business to ensure you are always on the right path to success. With that being said, we hope we've provided you with some valuable information that can help you grow quickly, increase your efficiency, and avoid mistakes. Business isn't easy, so don't forget, you're doing a great job.